Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the Three Guests of the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You're starting to see the trend here, aren't you? Welcome back. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chip Bell. Chip is a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of a number of books, including Managers as Mentors, including Wired and Dangerous. He's the co-author of those. He's the author of a brand new book coming out in 2 weeks. You can have it in your hands. In about two weeks, the 9.5 principles of innovative service, I don't have the book, but I have what it looks like in front of me. It's a beautiful book, and I've got what's inside. So I encourage you to check it out, folks. Go to the Simple Truths, Chip?
Thus, it's just simpletruths.com. They can always send me an email, chip@chipbell.com, and we'll make sure they get a copy.
All right, so check that out, folks, and I promise you, you won't be unhappy that you did. Okay, Chip, we're talking about this concept of value unique service, which is a new focus that you're recommending that people have to replace value added service. And I agree with you. I like the idea. It'll increase your margins while you're making your customers happy, while you're loving up your customers. In the previous segment, we talked about one of the principles called the Cracker Jack principle. Let's talk about some of the other principles now.
Well, one of the other principles is, I call it the purpling principle. It's one of my favorites. And, you know, I took that from my granddaughters who always like purple because it's always about regal. It's about princes. They all got a wand. They'll purple you, you know, like knighting somebody. And the whole concept of purpling is, how do you find a way to unexpectedly elevate the elegance or class of the experience with the customer? How do you treat them in a little more respectful way than they expected? And I give you one fun example. I walked out of an airport, as I do by several times a week, and the taxi driver opened his trunk to put my luggage in, and he had lined his entire trunk with fake fur. With mink, it looked like mink. Wow. Obviously, it wasn't real. Wow. And I got in the car. He had on classical music. He had fancy magazines like Rob Report and Wine Spectator and Town and Country. And he had ice cold. And he talked like he was at the Ritz Carlton. My pleasure. And it was just a cab ride. But I walked out of there. I thought I'd just been in a chauffeured limousine.
No kidding.
And there are often little things we can do to create that kind of classier experience than the customer experience. And again,
that cab driver, it cost him a little bit to do that. It wasn't prohibitively expensive, but he did that because he wanted to make a difference in your day. Now, why isn't that the fundamental motivation in value unique, where we say, okay, regardless of what happens today, I'm going to make a difference in someone's day today. What do you think?
I think we should all do that. To me, that's the definition of service. But as we've all know, that it's we've moved away from that, and customers today sort of get ho hum, okay, satisfactory service, and you know our standards are different.
Sometimes I walk out of a place where I've given them my money, and whenever the person hands me my change or whatever I bought, I get the feeling that they think that they're almost thinking, "Hey, you should be glad you got your stuff and I didn't hurt you." You know,
exactly.
because what you get is have a good day. Well, my mother tells me have a good day, right? Or they hand it to you and they say, "Here you go."
There you go.
You know,
no problem.
or if I actually say thank you like a dummy, I'm the first one to say thank you. Even though I'm paying the money, they'll say something like, "No problem."
No problem, exactly.
Well, Chip,
like it
you
was
know
going
what?
To be a problem,
no problem,
but I gave you a break.
No problem is a big problem, as far as I'm concerned.
It is a big problem. big problem. Why would you create a
your
negative in the mind of the customer?
Are saying no problem. If your employees are saying no problem, folks, if you're saying no problem, in my opinion, you are a failure in business.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. We don't want to surface negative in the mind of the customer.
That's the worst thing in the world you can say to a customer, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
I'm on a one-man crusade to stop it, and I've actually made some progress, but I got a long way to go. All right, let's talk about another principle. Got what time for one more?
Well, another principle I call is the circus principle, and it reminds me of the days I grew up when the circus came to town. Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus would come, and if you remember, they did a lot of things ahead of time. There was big signs or posters, you know. The teacher talked about animals and the class. They did the parade down Main Street before they even put up the big tent. So by the time they finally had the circus, the whole town would get out for it. They'd close schools for the circus. And the whole concept is, what can you do in advance to help that customer and make that customer get a even more powerful experience when they're with you? And the other side is, what can you do on the other side of the experience to make it last longer? If you remember, when we went to the circus, we always got a souvenir. And we played with that souvenir for a long time, keeping that memory of the circus in mind. So it's, what can I do before, what can I do afterward to create that even more powerful, unexpected experience?
The book is called The 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. You're going to have to come back, Chip, and tell us what that half service principle is.
I would love to do that. I'd love to do that, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
SimpleTruths.com, folks. You can order it right there, right now, and you'll have it in 2 weeks. Chip Bell is the author, and he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.